We've been talking about this report from the UN Human Rights Office. It has accused China of actions that may constitute international crimes, in particular, crimes against humanity. It stems from China's mass detention of Uyghurs and other predominantly Muslim groups in the far western region of Xinjiang. We're going to take a closer look now with Colm Murphy. He is a China government reporter based in Beijing. Colm, thank you for joining us. It was a long awaited report. Give me a sense of why it was released today.
Yes, very long awaited. I mean, it's one of the reasons for the delay was the High Commissioner wanted to visit Xinjiang in person. And while the invitation was extended a couple of years ago, getting her to Xinjiang, getting her on the ground, was held back for a number of reasons, including, of course, COVID. So she finally made that trip in May of this year, one that was criticized at the time by human rights advocates. And yesterday, the 31st of August, was her final day in office, and she had pledged to get the report out on the final day. And sure enough, right down to the wire, the report came out. So it's been long anticipated, but I would say most people are saying it was worth the wait in some respects, because there's a lot in here that definitely needs to be discussed, unpacked, and considered going forward.
Yes, crimes against humanity. I referenced that. Now, some countries, including the U.S., have accused Beijing of committing genocide in Xinjiang. Does this report address the issue of genocide?
No, from what we've gone through the report, there's no reference to genocide. But, you know, there is a lot of other damning things in there. And basically, you know, everything from the involuntary detention of people in the re-education centers to denying people the right to religious freedom, to forced labor, and onto birth control policies. I mean, it basically covers the whole range of possible human rights violations without directly arriving at a conclusion that genocide is in place.
Has there been a response to the report from Beijing?
The report itself does contain some of the sort of viewpoints from Beijing, but nothing since the report published. But yesterday, a day ahead, sort of in hindsight, what looks like a preemptive attack on the report from the Chinese Foreign Ministry, they described it as a political stunt, and that it had been unduly influenced by the United States and other Western countries. So we're looking for more response today, and it's obviously not going to be favorable. And it is a big problem for Beijing because, you know, typically they have held up the United Nations as this sort of beacon of multilateralism and have been constantly sort of urging other countries, including the U.S., to follow the U.N. Charter. So it'll be interesting to see how they reconcile this report from the same body that they have held up in such high esteem up to now.
So in less than 2 weeks, I should say, the Human Rights Council will meet. The General Assembly will be convening here in New York City. Does this open the door for meaningful action by member states?
Well, it definitely gives people a very solid base with which to work with. The problem, of course, is that the High Commissioner herself has just left office, so a lot of this will fall on the desk of her successor. But there could also be actions taken by activist groups now that people are sort of reinvigorated, shall we say, on the Xinjiang issue. We now have more sort of discussion and more evidence, and the backing of the UN, of course, on this, or the sort of the report that came out, sort of supporting a lot of research and a lot of the positions that have been taken by activists in the past. So I will say that the pressure is definitely on now again to re-up this topic and to bring some meaningful changes, if possible, try to influence China's behavior to bring about some meaningful change in Xinjiang.
Colm, thank you so much for joining us and helping us understand the story. We're talking about the UN Human Rights Office accusing China of actions that may constitute international crimes, in particular, crimes against humanity. It stems from the mass detention of Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang. Colm Murphy is China government reporter from Beijing, joining us here on Bloomberg Daybreak Asia.